Liron Saunders is the CEO of CSO. Good morning. Thanks for coming into studio at such short notice. How are you?
Well, and yourself, Howard. Thanks for having me.
I'm good, thank you. I'm getting hungry, though, that said, because one of our listeners reminded me I haven't eaten breakfast, but I'll be fine. The sacrifice is real. Me and Greta, we're on a hunger strike. How concerned should we be?
Cautious.
Okay.
How's it? I think
that's a good answer.
That's a fair answer. Mm-hmm. I think leave the concern inside to us is the long and short of it. But be aware.
Right. So, what does that actually mean? You know, an event like this happens. I'm presuming, and you need to correct me if I'm wrong, that you don't have a warning. You don't have a specific threat. You don't. There's nothing that says something is a real concern for Johannesburg community.
No, so from our perspective, this happens, and then our team has to start analysing what actually happened and what could the potential impact be on the Joburg Jewish community or the Joburg community,
right,
at a whole. And that's our responsibility. Our responsibility is to understand the threats out there, understand the reaction that we must put out towards those threats, and how we can ensure that our community is safe at the end of
right.
the day.
So it is really to say that the systems are in place. All you're really asking is that people are a little bit more cautious, a little bit more aware, more engaged.
100%. So look, from our perspective, we work on a threat matrix.
Mm-hmm.
The threat matrix has various levels. Now, if I go into all of them,
I'll keep
your listeners here for like the whole day.
No, it's not worth it. I get bored with that.
So we make assessments based on designated criteria on that threat matrix, and certain criteria implements an increase in that threat matrix.
Okay.
Like this event. This
right.
event would have triggered an increase in that threat matrix.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yes.
That means our security response to the threat needs to increase as well naturally.
Right.
So from our side, we look at our threat matrix, we decide where we're going in that matrix, and then we establish the security response to that specific type of threat.
Okay. And has that changed now? Now, so now you put that in, ding, ling, 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 and what does it mean?
So what does it mean? It means that over the next few days, there'll be more security out there. There'll be more presence. There'll be this feeling of a little bit more people looking over your shoulder, maybe. But it's us doing what we need to do to ensure that the community is safe. So I don't want to say if we have one person standing a shift, now we have two people standing a shift, because it doesn't work like that.
Right.
But obviously there is a much larger increase of the security presence you'll experience over the next at least 48 hours.
Right. And I was just going to say, how long is that for? Until...
So when it comes to changing in our threat analysis, we periodically review it depending on the threat level. For these sorts of situations, we review every couple of hours, actually.
Oh, okay, fine.
To
because
determine.
I was worried it's like the meat price. It goes up, but it never comes down.
No. The threat matrix changes, which is very important, and it always does go back down at some point in time.
Okay.
So you could be at, say, level one, and you jump to level four, and then the next day you drop back down to level three, and then back up to four. But it always does go down at some point in time.
The CSO is primarily made up of volunteers who contribute their time. If somebody is a volunteer, maybe they haven't been that active over the last while. Are you hoping that people say, listen, I am a volunteer, I've done the course, I'm qualified, let me put my name in the hat? Would you like that message to come across?
Yeah, 100%. So look, the message is targeted at everyone realistically. Obviously, we target our volunteers. Our active volunteers know their responsibilities, and when we call upon them, they generally stand up. So when we send out communications, they understand this is the time to...
If we're asking, it's
for a reason. But more broadly, we talk to the community as a whole. security is a collaborative effort.
Yes.
So if you are more aware this weekend, then naturally the CSO becomes more aware this weekend because you have eyes sometimes in places where we don't.
Right. And that's very much part of the message is call in if you see something that is unusual, any break-in pattern, just call it in.
100%.
Would you, and it's not a rabbinic question, so I just want to ask you this question, and obviously it's not, you're not giving religious advice. If you had your way, would people carry their cell phones with them?
Look, I'm not religious at all. To be completely honest, I'm very much traditional in my personal beliefs and in my personal values. Yes, at some point, even if the cell phone's off, to be honest, and you have it in your pocket and it's off, and in an emergency you can quickly turn it on. Fantastic. There's just some point of response or action that you can take. If that doesn't make you comfortable, well, then it's time to start strategizing. If I see something and I am uncomfortable, how do I communicate this? Do I stop a car driving by? Do I ask someone else walking on the street? When I get maybe to shul, do I go into the office and use their phone? You need to be asking yourselves these questions. But as for advice, I would say...
Ask your rabbi,
but have a plan is my real advice is have a plan that if you do need to communicate, you know how to and where you're going to find that communication tool.
Right. Before I let you go, final message to the community.
We are monitoring everything that's happening. We are increasing our security presence, and we're asking you for your support. So let's make this a real collaborative effort. If you see something, call it in. If there's something that makes you uncomfortable, if there's a break-in pattern, just let us know and rather let us handle it.
And that is where we leave it. Any messages or thoughts that you want to share with me for Liron, for the CSO, let me know, 061-895-1019. It's 9:46. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.